So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your love and your kindness and all that you do for us. Thank you for every person that came because you have a word that you want to share with them. So we pray your blessings upon every person that came to that door, every person that's watching. We pray for those that don't know you yet. And we say yet because we're going to share the gospel. And Father, I thank not just me from this spot, but God, we're going to take this word and God, it's going to change lives. So we give you glory and we give you praise. Speak to us today. And in Jesus' name, we count it done. And we say amen. Now give God a real good praise. He is God. He is God. He is God. He is God. We love you, Lord, with all of our hearts. All of our hearts. Hallelujah. There's a passage in the book of Thessalonians. I like this particular passage. One reason is because, you know, God gave it to me some years ago, and I actually wrote a song out of this passage. And man, God is just good. He's just good. This passage simply says, starts off, and I'm not sure if they'll have it on the screen, but it says, rejoice always. I love that. And of course, the NLT says, always be joyful, never stop praying. And King James says, pray without ceasing. And then the 18th verse says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. All right, I want you to just repeat after me that first part where it says, be thankful in all circumstances. Help. Now I want you to witness to one neighbor and say, be thankful in all circumstances. Be thankful in all circumstances. Is that ever a mouthful? Man, is that a mouthful. I read it again because there are three things that the writer placed emphasis on. This is Paul, and he's writing to the church of Thessalonica, and he is sharing with them some important things. He starts off the letter by telling them that I'm thankful to God for you. That's in Thessalonians, the first chapter. And then he also tells us to be thankful again. And at the end of the chapter, he tells us to be thankful again. The emphasis is that we need to learn how to be thankful in every circumstance. And I guarantee you, that's not an easy thing to do, especially if you're around complainers. Because sometimes complaining it just like one starts and then the other one starts. That's why sometimes you don't want certain people around because they'll start complaining. And then the other ones say, yeah. So I just want you to know that we have an assignment and this month we'll be talking about giving thanks. And I'm so happy because every time that I have a thankful heart, it changes my mood, changes everything around me, even things that normally I would not be happy about because my focus is on being thankful for what God has done. It changes everything. Can I get a good amen in the house? Thank you, Jesus. So the writer is writing to this new church and he is sharing with them some important values. He was saying, hey, you need to rejoice always. You need to pray without ceasing. And then, oh, by the way, be thankful in all circumstances. Wow. He says, for this is God's will. Every circumstance is not God's will, but being thankful to God in every circumstance, that is God's will for those who belong to Jesus Christ. So let me start here by saying life circumstances change. That's why he has to let them know, hey, you need to be thankful regardless of whether the circumstance is good, bad, whether it's a high point, whether it's a low point, you need to be thankful. And how many know they probably need some help in the area of being thankful, more thankful? I'll just put my hand up. The rest of y'all gonna look real, real spiritual. Hallelujah. Because some even used to, and this is, man, some people were complaining about, you know, we complain about food. And I know it's because in America, we get the royal treatment. You know, we go to restaurants, and if something is not perfect, we're going to tell them, take this back. You know, we will go different places, and if we don't get the service we want, we'll not be. We say, hey, I paid for it. I'm going to get my service. And sometimes, even in America, you know, they'll say, well, I don't like this country. Man, I'm telling you what, this is a blessed country. with all of our challenges, it's not a perfect country, but I'm not trying to go in. I'm going to visit, but I'm saying, Lord, give me a round trip ticket. Want a round trip ticket? I don't care. I'm just letting you know. They can protest all they want. I ain't going nowhere. Not till Jesus come. And everywhere else is round trip. So life's circumstances change. And how many of you all have noticed that, you know, that circumstances are changing even around you? You know, one particular young lady, not she wasn't that young, but she did come to me. And she said to me, I won't forget it. She says, she looked at me, kind of looked at me up and down. She says, you're finally aging. And you know how sometimes you want to say something and then the devil comes up and he gives you some smart things to say back. I'm telling you, I wanted to say, have you looked in the mirror lately? I wanted to say it, but I didn't say it. I told you the devil was trying to. I wanted to say some other things. I ain't gonna say what I wanted to say. But I had to move on. And then I looked and said, but that's life, you know? You're going to change. Circumstances change. And I also remember that, you know, you have to learn how to deal with these changes. And folks, to be truthful with you, I'm dealing with some changes now. I am. You know, life has changed. The way we travel changed. The way we worship has changed. The way we interact with people. I'm talking to people and can't see the expression on their face because they got masks on. I don't know whether they're happy or mad. Because all you see is eyes. You know, so I'm letting you know, things are changing. I've got grandkids. I've never been a grandfather before. I'm telling you what. Life brings about changes, and it's important that we recognize that in this life, changes are going to happen, but we need to recognize that whatever circumstance takes place or whatever my circumstance change, what that change may look like, we still have to give God thanks and praise regardless of what that circumstance looks like. Are you with me today? 2 Timothy says this in 3:12. It says, yes, and everyone who wants to live godly, this godly life in Christ Jesus, must suffer persecution. So some days you're going to be on a high, and then some days things are going to change. Because somebody might be coming at you some kind of way, talking real crazy. Your health may change, but that doesn't change the fact that God is good. That doesn't change the fact that he's opened doors for you and made ways for you. Can I get a witness in this house? It doesn't change the fact that he sent Jesus to die for you. And because of Jesus' death, you have eternal life. That didn't change that fact. So we can still give God praise. Are you with me today? So I'm letting you know that these things must happen. Persecution and suffering must take place. I don't care how many people smile and tell you that once you get saved, you'll never have another problem. That's not true. And I think if there's one thing that we ought to do, even, you know, especially in the real section, we ought to be able to tell people that it hasn't always been like it is now, and it may not be that way tomorrow. Today may be a good day, but tomorrow may be full of challenges. In fact, some days you can start off really well, and somebody can come to you later on that day and be messing with you, and you got to make sure you don't get in the wrong spirit. Am I the only one that deals with that stuff? Psalms 46:1 says this, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. That means times of trouble do exist. Say it with me, times of trouble exist. They do. So therefore, we have to make up our mind how we're going to deal with it. Are you with me today? You know, and it's amazing how many of us, you know, when things are well, it's amazing how many of us, you know, our spirits, and we're just tiptoeing through the tulips, and you know, how you doing? I'm blessed, brother, and highly favored. And I ain't mad. I'm glad they respond like that, because it's good to be happy, and Bible says rejoice with them that rejoice. It does, so that's a good thing. But how many of you all know that sometimes you may have a challenge that doesn't look like or feel like you're blessed and highly favored? Now, understand, I'm going to quote this next scripture, but I want you to know that this is a Job statement. Job, this is a true statement. It's, how should I say it? This statement is a statement truly made by Job, but I don't necessarily agree with everything that Job said. But let's move on. He said, man is born of a woman, but a few days full of trouble. Now, can I just share with you, Job was rich, had it going on, family, cattle. Job was, in modern day time, Job was balling. I'm just talking to the folks that ain't always been in the church. So Job was balling. He had it going on. He did, no doubt about it. But Job, the conversation was had, God and the Satan, and he said, hey, man, Job, balling, we understand. That's the only reason, you know, that he is serving you. But if you would take, okay, you don't touch his life, but he's out there. So now Job runs into problems, and the same Job that was worshiping God, you know, man, when these problems hit, sometimes it's not as easy to worship God. Let me put it like that. And when Job opened his eyes, man is born of a woman, but a few days full of trouble. Someone sang a song and says, I've had some good days and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around and when I think things over, my good days outweigh my bad days. So I won't complain. So I'm just letting you know that, yeah, it may feel like that it's full of trouble, but no, you're going to have some days. But the truth be known is you got to learn how to give God praise in the midst of those days. Are you with me today? Because still, your good days still outweigh your... And plus, let me share this. I tell people, they say, and I got one person I know quite often, he refers, well, I'm suffering like Job. And I said, well, you know, I'm not going to negate that because I don't know all that you're going through, but I doubt that you're suffering like Job. But I said, if you are, I want you to reign like Job. Come out like Job. If you're suffering like Job, then come out bad. Come out strong. Come out powerful. Come out with twice as much as you had in the beginning. Are you with me today? And some of y'all in the midst of stuff right now, if you believe God that he allowed you to go through his force for a reason, he wants to get the glory out of your life, don't stop in the middle of your Job experience. Come out and say, Father, thank you for bringing me out with a testimony. Supernatural power. You've opened doors. You made ways. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give him a praise right now. He is God. Thank you, Jesus. So when they start talking about I'm suffering like Job, that's okay, but make sure you come out like Job. Thank you, Jesus. So this Bible says that there will be times of trouble, and there's a show my mom used to watch, and not just her, but all of her partners back in the day. She'd watch something called As the World Turns. She watched As the World. It's a soap opera aired on ABC. That show had been going on about 54 years. Seriously, literally. I looked it up. They had 14,000 episodes. That's a whole lot of turning of the world. They had another show called Search for Tomorrow. It was on CBS as well and aired first in 1951. But here's the issue is that all of them focused on people's changing circumstances. And if you looked at it today, they would want you to look at it tomorrow because something different is going to happen the next day. And another set of problems and another set of people. And this was going to mess with this one's spouse. And this one's going to, I won't go into detail, this one's going to hurt this one, getting this one's, I mean, they be clowning. And I think a lot of it, they got off real life. Are you with me today? But As the World Turns and Search for Tomorrow, you know, today we do a little bit different. We do something called Netflix binging. We stream, and it's the same thing. Y'all be saying, oh, no, not mine. Oh, yeah. Different scenarios, you know, looking at the different circumstances and different situations. In social media, the same way. You got to see what the new post is. Am I doing okay? And then it's the same way when it comes to even the news. What are the latest updates? We are looking and recognizing life's circumstances and situations change. But can I let you know that regardless of life circumstances, we can give God thanks. Come on, give him praise right now. In fact, we can give God thanks in every situation. And I know that's a mouthful. How many of you are you're string like, now this is definitely a mouthful, because before I even brought it, I said, God, let me be an example of not a pastor that's complaining, because things are going to happen. But you don't want to be complaining always, because complaining is sometimes contagious. I want to be thankful, because a thankful heart is also contagious. Thank you, Jesus. So one more time, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. If you can't quote another scripture, I want you to be able to quote this one. Be thankful in every situation. For this is the will of God for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Ephesians 5:20 says this. It says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love Psalms, what it says, Psalms 34:1. It says, I will bless. The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord. Help me out. At. And then it goes on and says, his praises shall what? What kind of church would we be if we made up our mind to bless the Lord at? And his praises are the only thing that's going to come out of our mouth. That's what's coming out of our mouth. Instead of talking about, well, you know what, Cohen? No, his praises. I'm going to bless the Lord. You know, because if we're blessing him and his praises coming out of our mouths, everything else drops powerless behind us. Because deliverance takes place when praise takes place. I mean, supernatural miracles happen. Why? When you begin to focus your attention upon him and take your mind off all this other stuff that's trying to grab your attention. Are you with me today? The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my. Do you know you have to set your will? He says, I can choose. My will is to bless the Lord. You know, and not just now, but at all times. In the good time, I'm going to bless you. In the bad times, I'm going to bless you. When I feel like it, I'm going to. Some people say, well, you know what? I didn't feel like praising the day. I just didn't feel like it. Well, what if God didn't feel like waking you up? What if he didn't feel like starting you on your way? What if he didn't feel like giving you another opportunity? And here we go, say, well, I didn't feel like. No, we owe him the praise. If there's one thing that I want this church to be known for, and that's praising God, thanking God, and being a worshiping church out of our heart, not just out of our head, going through the motions. Somebody come on and give him a real good praise. That's what we want to be known for. Could we complain about something? Yes. Yes, we could complain about something. But does God want us to focus on all the negative things? Man, oh man. So I've been working on me. I've been working on me, man. And in America, we have been, I'm telling you, we have been spoiled. If something ain't just right, man, we got something to say about it. Help us today, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Can I let you know that regardless of how things change, God has never changed. Amen. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I want you to know that regardless of what goes on, if God was good a long time ago, he still is good. And he will be good on tomorrow. He will be good on next year. So I don't care how your circumstances change, he is still good. He's an amazing God. He's a great God. He's a merciful God. And we give him glory, even in the midst of our circumstances changing. Are you with me today? So we have to remember that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and evermore. Everything else can change, but he won't change. It's good to have somebody in your life like that. Can I get a good amen? It's good. So let me get to this point, because some of you all are going to say, Pastor, well, how do we do this? And that's my next point. How do we do that? And one thing we can do, we can, and I put an emphasis here, we can choose to be thankful or we can choose to be unthankful. And if you're taking notes, I would underline that and put big choose. Because it is a choice. I've been around many people and many of them that were struggling in some areas and things happened to them. One person lost his eyesight, another one, you know, but do you think he would stop praising God? Man, he gave God so much praise. Another person, a friend of mine, became paralyzed. And sometimes you want to ask why, and then you want God to heal you right then. But there's another part of you that says, God, you know what? Regardless of my situation, you're God. And you're still good. And I still love you. I still bless you. I still honor you. And nothing going to change. Have any of y'all ever had to go past your feelings and past your understanding and say, you know, I don't necessarily understand why. I don't even have to agree to how things are going. But one thing I know is that you are God. And somehow you're going to turn this thing around. And somehow you're going to get the glory out of my life. Are you with me today? Somebody open your mouth and give him a shout because he is God. I said give him a shout. You sound like the praising church now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So how do you do that? You know, you have to make that choice. Well, we recognize that you can be thankful or you can be unthankful. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, and one, it talks about in the last days, perilous times will come for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers. And I like this other part. It says disobedient to, I don't really like it, but it's in there. So it's true. Disobedient to parents and unthankful and unholy. Why does he put this? Because these are choices. You choose to be disobedient. Got quiet in the disobedient section. You choose to be unthankful. You choose to be unholy. Get into unholy relationships. You choose that. Did I say that? Hallelujah. So these are choices. We can choose to be unthankful or we can choose to be thankful. And just as I'm still wanting to be a gentleman in every aspect of Jita and I's relationship. And I still open doors for her, and I still pull out chairs. I still do those things. And just sometimes, not all the time, but just every now and then, I'll feel like she takes it for granted. You know, whether she does or not, I just feel like it. Y'all say, where's this going, Pastor? The reason I feel that way is because after I open the door, all I want to hear is two words. After I go get groceries, after I cook whatever, I just want to hear two words. Can I? After I work, you know, Jay, how we do? I come home and do what I do. All I want to hear is, and then I thought to myself, you know, as bad as I want to hear these two words, makes me think, okay, God, you woke me this. And here's what Chicha said one time. Here's what Chicha said. She says, honey, well, I would be saying thank you all day. You know, if you do this, and because she knows I want her to say thank you, that's all. And she said, I'd be saying thank you all day. But I said, but I'm doing stuff for you. and then God began to tell me, he said, son, he says, I'm doing something for you all day. I woke you up this morning. Thank you. I got you out of your bed. Thank you, Lord. I kept you in your right mind. Thank you, Lord. I blessed you with a car. It might not be brand new, but I blessed you with a car. And when you turn the starter, it started. We need to say. And then when you got to church, you didn't get into an accident. You didn't have to make it there, but I allowed you to make it there. And you need to say what? And then when you got there, there were some people and my presence was there. You need to open your mouth and declare that I've been good to you. And you need to say, thank you. I want you to let you know that I didn't have to let you have your right mind. But we owe God to tell him thank you because he's a good God. Somebody give him a praise. Give him glory because he is God and he deserves our praise. Woo! Hallelujah. You all take your seats. I ain't done yet, but he's worthy of the praise. He is. Boy, I feel a shout coming on. Let's just shout at him real big. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's give it big. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In order to do that, can I let you know, the scripture says you've got to put aside, and this is what I read in the scripture, says put aside all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, and every type of evil behavior. And then it goes in and says, instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. When we think about, we try to hold this grudge, and God says, wait a minute, wait. You better chill that grudge. But Lord, you know what they did. But what did you do? And what did you do against me? Well, yeah, Lord, what that was. But you know, that was you know, count it to my head and not my heart. It's easy how we can justify what we do. But when someone else does something, well, we'll hold bitterness and rage. Don't you hold it. Don't hold rage, don't hold bitterness, don't hold anger, don't hold harsh words, no slander. I don't care what they do. Don't allow it to block you from being in the presence of God and you to have that heart of thanksgiving. I believe this month is going to be such a month of worship, a month of praise, a month of thank you. Not just when we come to church, but we're going to be thanking him all weekend when we come. And the next Sunday, it's going to be so full. It's going to be what is going. We're going to be dancing, hands in the air, shouting loud. They say, what's wrong with you? I got the revelation that God's been good to me, that God has opened doors for me, that God has made a way. And I made up my mind. I made a choice that I'm going to thank him in this house. Thank him one more time. Oof. I'm done, but I'll give you this one example. Thank you, Jesus. This one example. The musician's coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You all feel this praise in your heart? Man, all the clothes we have, outfits we have, God's put gold on our fingers. And in some of our mouths, and God's been, oh yeah, they blinging. How you like my grill? God's been good, I'm telling you. He's been good, he's been good, he's been good. So check this out now. Paul, the one writing this to the church of Thessalonica, he was writing this to them, this message to them. He was telling them to be thankful. Started off with Thanksgiving, in the middle of it, Thanksgiving, and then at the end of it, Thanksgiving. But sometimes we need to see an example. Can I get a witness? We need to see an example. So this writer, we could look at his life and recognize that he just wasn't telling us something that he hadn't lived. That's why I like older people so much. You know, they've been through something. And there's a commercial that says, they've been through a thing or two. So they can tell you a thing or two. And man, when I think about what he has been through, he had the right to tell people to thank God at all times. This one particular time in the book of Acts, the Bible tells us that he had this dream, and he was actually, somebody in the dream was telling him, you need to come over here because we need a word from God. And he knew it was God's plan for him to come over there. He began to share the gospel wherever he went. And this particular day, there was a woman, actually a slave girl, who had the spirit of divination. And she had the ability to tell the future. She could tell what's going on and who was over here. And she wasn't in the spirit of God, but she had the spirit of a foreteller. And she said, and in fact, she earned a lot of money for her masters. And she would follow Paul and Silas And she would go behind them and say, these are men and servants of the Most High God. And they've come to tell you how to be saved. And that's a good thing. She's telling something good. And it was following, and her masters was making money off of her and so forth and so on. And all of a sudden, Paul got tired of it because he knew the spirit in which it was being shared. And he didn't go through no bunch of motions. He didn't try to have a special service. But he just looked at that girl and said, you know, come out in the name of Jesus. I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. The spirit left her. The evil spirit left her. Now, most people would be like, let's give God praise. Let's give God glory. But her master says, uh-oh, man, he'd have messed up our money. I can't believe this man and this partner has come to our city, messed up our money, and now she can't do what she was doing under the spirit of the enemy, even though she was telling some truths. And they said, we're gonna talk about this, and we're going to get him put in jail. So they did some false talking, and they got him put in jail. First, not just jail, but they got beat, severely beat them, and not just put them in jail, but in the inner parts of the jail. So can you imagine that you're doing God's will, and some of you all need to hear this because y'all doing God's will and you thinking that everything should go your way. Uh-oh. So here we go there doing God's will and some things happen. So I want to just make sure you all know that every one of us must suffer some type of persecution because the word says it. He's doing the right thing for the right reason. Somebody comes behind him. He casts out the devil in this slave girl. And now she takes on her right mind. And she no longer operates under this trance. And then the guy says, I can't stand it. We have no more money or income coming from her. We're putting you in jail. They take him to the inner parts of the jail after they beat them severely. Publicly beat them severely. Which was against the Roman law. Y'all still follow me? Now, I'm letting you know, folks, that I would probably have an attitude. You all that know me, you know, if somebody hit me, yeah, we'd be praying. And if I didn't do anything either, now I'm sitting in jail bound in chains, wounds on my back. Follow me, folks. See, some of you all ain't going through nothing. You think you are, but you're really not going through that much. Are you with me today? Somebody talked about you. Somebody lied on you. They're not following you anymore. You know, that don't add up. Come on, somebody. They whipped him, put scars on his back, bleeding from his back, put him in jail, had his hands in chains. Now, all of a sudden, he, at midnight, it didn't say he started praying. He was praying. He was worshiping God. He was singing songs unto God. And while he was singing, I want you to know that an earthquake took place in the jail. Can I let you know, folks, that there can be an earthquake take place in your jail if you begin to praise, begin to thank God, begin to lift him up, begin to give him the glory, because something happens when we begin to thank him and give him praise and give him glory and give him honor, because he is God. Now you can stand on your feet and give him a shout in this house. He is God. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're going to leave on this note, but I believe I've said what God wants me to say. Because somebody's going to leave this place with such a thanksgiving on the inside of them. Such a praise on the inside of them. Such a thank you, Jesus. You ever been around one of the older saints? And I'll say it about older saints, because I don't hear the young people saying it so much, but they'll just be every few minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, it won't be at church or nothing. They just be walking away. Thank you, Jesus. My mom is one of them, but she will she'll break out on a thank you, Jesus, in a minute. We be sitting at the restaurant. She said, thank you, Jesus. I said, woo. It started getting loud. Then she said, son, you don't remember. I used to pick cotton, and I used to make so much a day, and I used to work for this group and that group, but now look at me now. God, thank you, Jesus. Somebody give God one of them thank you, Jesuses right now. Thank you, Jesus. Let's say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I told you I'm done. Can I let you know, though, that this very word that you receive will change so many situations in your life. It'll open doors. It'll make ways. Heaven will open up and pour out. Why? Because when praises go up, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Why don't you stand on your feet as we praise God and give him glory. And I pray for you.